Let's go to Whanganui's Mayor Hamish McDowell, who has been listening to that piece. Morena.
Yeah, morena, Susie.
Taking in refugees to the city, is that adding pressure to a point that is already pressurised?
Look, I mean, Whanganui has been trying to working very hard to be a community that's welcoming for everybody, whether it's internal migrants, you know, people who are leaving Auckland and Tauranga for a better life and capitalising on their property, or people returning from New Zealand to New Zealand from overseas, or international migrants as well. The refugees is a small number, and I think really the refugees shouldn't be the focus. It's the housing crisis itself, which needs to be addressed, and we're pulling every lever we can. I just want to correct something that Councillor Baker Hogan had said in that piece that about iwi engagement and the housing strategy. Iwi were heavily involved in pre-engagement.
Pre-engagement? Why were they not involved in the main engagement then?
Well, pre-engagement goes to put your draft together, and then you put that out for consultation. It's actually a much more useful and appropriate process to pre-engage at a partnership level before you put the draft out.
But we spoke to Ken Mayer yesterday on Morning Report. He was saying that there has been a lack of engagement. How do we marry these two things up?
No, I think you're conflating two things there, Susie. About the housing strategy, there's very, very clear engagement. I think Ken's saying a lack of consultation around the decision of Whanganui to be a refugee resettlement place, and that is clearly something you should be asking the Ministry of Immigration about.
OK, so do you think then that there has been a lack of engagement, that iwi have been overlooked in that part of this?
Well, certainly that's what Ken says, and I've got no reason to disbelieve him.
OK, because this is a basic treaty right, does that mean that the iwi around all of the areas of New Zealand where there are going to be new refugee settlement areas, have they all been ignored? Is that the best of your knowledge?
I can't comment about other districts, but certainly if you know, Ken's raised this with me personally, and so there clearly seems to be a lacking. In Whanganui, we're very, very sensitive to engagement with our main iwi, and you know, it's part of our engagement policies and something we do for everything. You know, we may not get it all right every time, but it's, you know, our first focus, really.
Okay, so there's no instance in this where the iwi has been ignored, where the iwi hasn't been consulted?
No, sorry. I'm saying that if it's a council policy or strategy, they're heavily involved, or have the opportunity to be heavily involved. However, if it's a government thing, I don't know.
OK, so are Māori being blocked from access to housing because that is earmarked for refugees? I appreciate this would be at a higher level, but is that your understanding of what's happening here with state houses?
No, look, I think, again, refugees has been focused on as the cause. We've got a housing issue right now, and not a single refugee has arrived. Okay, so we're not anticipating to get even a small number until next year. So you've got to look at the causes of that. And the causes are that Whanganui is enjoying a time in the sun, and everybody seems to have noticed that we're a very beautiful river valley and want to live here. So people are coming from Tauranga, coming from Auckland, to buy beautiful homes and reside here. Our population has gone up by 700 net in the last 2 years, and probably another 700 this year. Everyone can feel how busy it is. Now, this is causing a real squeeze on our rental accommodation, and because the houses that are being bought were probably formerly rentals, and so now you're getting maybe our more vulnerable populations struggling, and certainly our younger people struggling to find accommodation. So you know, what Ken is saying is absolutely valid. There is a real problem here, and part of it is part of the cause is underinvestment in housing by the government. The previous government sold off state houses.
Thank you very much for your time, Hamish McDowell there, the Mayor of Whanganui.